The New Yorker has cartoons that are a little dangerous to use. This one, and please protect me from the appearance of wrongdoing, caught my attention as I was going through the compendium of New Yorker cartoons. Because we live in a time and in a culture where appearance means so much. Imagine what he could be praying about. He could be praying about doing something dastardly at work and not being caught. The appearance of wrongdoing. I don't want to be protected from the wrongdoing, just the appearance. Just what people will see. What people see has such power. There was a Wall Street Journal article several months ago that said, beautiful people make more money, are hired more quickly, and are thought by their colleagues. I wondered if that was their ugly colleagues. It didn't say. Thought by their colleagues to be smarter. The appearance. It had nothing to do with what was on the heart. It had nothing to do what was on the inside. It was all about appearance. How others see us. That's what has our brother worried this morning. And Nicodemus is no different. In the third chapter of John, Nicodemus, who the text says clearly is a leader of the Jews. Text says clearly he's a Pharisee. This means Nicodemus is one of the scholars of the law. He would be the one in the temple. He would be the one to whom people would come. Nicodemus, this man of standing and power, Nicodemus goes to Jesus at night. He waits for the dark of gloom. He waits for the covering of night before he goes to Jesus because of appearances. Let it not be said that a Pharisee would come to this itinerant teacher. Let it not be said that one of Israel's leaders would put himself in the position of being a student of Jesus. He waits at night so afraid that his other Pharisaical friends would see him and the appearance would not look good. We hear it called the optics now. The optics would be bad in that situation. But there he goes and he gets to this place wherever Jesus is and he calls him Rabbi. He honors him with this title. So already we know that Nicodemus is seeking something from Jesus. He says to him, you must be from God because nobody else would be able to do what it is you are able to do. Nobody would be able to walk on water. Nobody would be able to raise Peter's mother from her fever. Nobody would be able to turn the water into wine. You must be from God. And Jesus says to Nicodemus, My brother, you've come to ask questions. You've come to obtain something that will assist you. You've come to try and understand a deeper knowledge, a deeper level. You've come to sit with me and to be made better by this presence. But Nicodemus, you can't even see the kingdom until you are born from above. Now I know many of your Bibles, most of your Bibles might translate that word anathen as born again. In fact, that whole phrase born again has taken on new life. But in that John 3 text, it's not just again that the word anathon means. It means born from above. Jesus is saying to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you are so worried about the outside appearance. You're so worried about what people will see and how they will judge you and what they will think about you. You're so worried about the outside that the inside cannot begin to be transformed. Nicodemus, you have to be born from above. You have to open your heart and release this worry about the outside. Open your heart and let the love and the transforming power of God's sweet spirit come and fill you. You have to be born from above all over again, remade and reformed like the potter's hand that we read about in our prayer of confession. You have to be remade from above. And Nicodemus hears the literal born from above and says, how can this happen? He's so worried about what's on the outside that he never hears the movement on the inside, never hears the transforming power, and goes away sad. And we who live in this culture are way too much like Nicodemus. We're so afraid how people will see us. We're so afraid what people will think. We will not try the things that we want to try for fear of looking silly. We're so afraid of what people will say or how a situation will look. We won't dare take a risk to learn something new or try something new. And in our society, we're so afraid of what people will think or what people will say or how they will judge us that we won't often even tell people we love the Savior. I can't speak about my religion, for that might offend somebody else. That optic might not look very good. So I will be a good person and that will be enough. But I won't even say that I am a Christian out loud for fear of how it will look. We're like Nicodemus because we've been trapped and captured by this external appearance. We've been trapped and captured and given power over to everyone out there for how they view us is more important to us than who we are. And beloved, who you are is the beloved child of God. Who you are is the one made in God's image and likeness. Who we are those who are filled with God's Spirit and created by God's love. Who we are those who've been equipped and gifted and given the opportunity to move into the world and make a difference. Who we are the very hands and feet of the Savior. Who we are God's hope in the world. Who we are on the inside was formed and created out of love and out of power. And who we are on the inside has to be what allows the world to see the outside. You see, if my inside is healthy, if my inside is good, then my outside looks marvelous. When my inside is the place where I spend my attention, where I try and form myself because I will meditate on God's word, when I try and form myself because I will think on those good things, when I try and form myself by hearing God's voice and coming into worship, when I form my inside first, then my outside has a chance of being so wonderful and so connected to God that I'm not worried about appearance, because the appearance that will show is the light and the love of God shining out. Now, I wrote all that yesterday. So this morning, I overslept. I'm usually out of bed on Sunday by 5. It was 6:30. There was no bulletin because we hadn't run it, so I had to come and run the bulletin, right? And I ran through my morning routine. And in the middle of the third round of moisturizer and makeup on my face, I realized that I had just spent about $75 worth of product on my face. And I hadn't prayed once. I jumped out of bed. I knew I was late. I ironed my dress, and I started all about appearance. And not until I got in my car to rush here, and I turned on Christian music, did I even think about God. It was all the outside. Because I can't have you looking at me half-cocked and not have my hair combed and not a little mascara. And you know that stuff I put under my eyes to hide the bags? I'm not coming here without that. Jane and I have talked about this. We've compared product. But it wasn't the outside that was ever going to prepare me to stand here and offer God's word. It wasn't the outside that would ever equip me to hold God's word in my mouth. But it is the culture in which we live that we're so worried that I look good. I spent no time until I got trapped in my car on the inside. Beloved, we have to learn to be countercultural in our world. We have to learn that while the outside, yes, has import, it can only be as good, it can only be as sound, it can only be as healthy as the inside. And it's true in Nicodemus's case as well. Though in chapter 3 he went away sad, in chapter 7, when the Pharisees were trying to arrest Jesus and kill him, Nicodemus speaks up for Jesus. Nicodemus says, now wait, our law says we cannot harass or go after anyone until at least we've heard him. And the other Pharisees say, have you begun to believe him too? And again, the appearances take over and Nicodemus is silent again. Oh, but I'm so glad my brother is on a journey. I'm so glad I can see evidence of growth in Nicodemus's life. Because though in chapter 3, he does not get it at all, and it's all about the optics. Though in chapter 7, he tries but then shrinks. By the time we get to chapter 19, when it is dangerous in the Gospel of John to be a follower of Jesus, the crucified Jesus, when it is dangerous to come and with Joseph of Arimathea collect the body, it says clearly in the 19th chapter, Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night, was there and brought hundreds of dollars of spices to anoint the body. There he was, not so worried about the optics. There he was, not so worried about what the other Pharisees would believe. Jesus was not yet resurrected. They were preparing to lay him in the tomb. But something had changed in Nicodemus's heart and mind, and no longer was the judgment of the outside enough to stop him from allowing the truth that somehow he had gleaned, the truth that somehow he had taken in, the truth of the love of Christ that somehow had begun to transform his insides. A moment ago, I called you and me like Nicodemus, and I really do mean that, that we can begin our lives so worried about the appearance, but please, God, let us be on this journey so that it is not the outside that we crave to take care of first, but it's the inside. It's not the appearance of anything that we focus on, but the appropriation of God's gracious spirit, of God's powerful love, the obtaining of God's peace, God's truth. That fills the inside. For then, like Nicodemus, took him 16 chapters. But then, like Nicodemus, we might be able to stand flatly, allowing God's love and God's grace and God's presence to shine through us. Nicodemus didn't say a word in the 19th chapter. We do not hear his voice. But we see his faith. Oh God, transform us on the inside. Fill us with your being on the inside, that it might shine through in ways that those around us will see. Our God, as we sing our closing hymn, I Then Shall Live, let the third verse be true for us. Your kingdom come around and through and in me. Your power and glory let them shine through me. Your hallowed name, O, may I bear with honor, and may your living kingdom come in me. Let us, like Nicodemus, be unconcerned with the appearances, but concerned with the transformation of God's presence within us, that we might sing with power, let your kingdom come in me. And may the world be blessed just because we are in their presence and God's grace and glory shine through us. May it be in all of the Nicodemus in us.